work on the new Alaska Islands Community Service Clinic is underway. In the woods behind the Alpine Mini Mart on Zamovia Highway, a gravel road leads to a clearing that resembles an outline of the new clinic. The forested area is second-growth timber, and many trees have been cut to prepare for construction. On the ground floor, muskeg and dirt have been broken down to blue clay and bedrock to create a compact foundation.
So you can see what you're looking at right now. The portion here is the footing, so that's the first part of the foundation that goes in. And then you can see the short wall there. That's a stem wall. It gets poured on top of the footing. You can see all the bolts sticking out that will eventually hold the walls onto the building. So this gives you a pretty good idea of the outline, the footprint of the building. You can see how big it'll be. And then what these guys are doing is installing the underground utilities. So this is the underground electrical stuff and the underground plumbing that's going to be underneath the concrete slab that's the floor of the building.
That's AICS facilities manager Steve Helgeson touring me through phase one of the new clinic construction. Helgeson says it's a project that's been in the planning stages for a long time. He says AICS started grant writing 2.5 years ago and have been discussing the idea of a medical campus with the hospital since 2005. The project is funded through a Health Resources and Services Administration grant for $3.7 million for the construction of a new primary care clinic in Wrangell. McGraw Custom Construction Superintendent Michael Ashton says he's been on the site for over a month, and he says foundation work is underway.
The stem walls are all poured except for a couple of sections. One is an access issue, and one is waiting for some steel, reinforcement steel that has to go in the front to carry the big glue lambs that run through the building. So we've been flying up there. Mechanical and electrical have been up there now for for at least a week and a half, 2 weeks, doing their stuff. We're actually expecting to do our concrete slabs, I'm hoping, next week.
The construction model for the project is stick frame, which Ashton says is good for the Wrangell economy.
But right now, lined up, I've got probably 14 or 15 people lined up from Wrangell that are ready to go to work. A bunch of them have already started. We've pulled a few more on for, you know, we need more bodies. When you start seeing the real steel and stuff going up, it's going to get real busy.
Steve Helgeson says this is the largest project AICS has done and says he's excited about how it's developing.
And to actually see it, you know, leap off the paper, as it were, and onto the ground and into the real world, it's pretty exciting to see it. So, I couldn't be happier about it.
The new AICS clinic is scheduled to be substantially complete by November 8th and fully complete by early December of this year. For KSDK, I'm Charlotte Duran.